This is JohnJ.net on the phone with Mary Jo Peel of Cinematic Titanic, formerly of Mystery Science Theater 3000, where she was a writer, and, of course, the famous or infamous Mrs. Pearl Forrester. Thanks for giving us some time tonight.
By all means.
I wanted to start out on Mystery Science Theater. You were a writer. You were the magic voice, the mysterious magic voice. You've done many little small roles on that as well, like Jan in the Pan. And, of course, the infamous Pearl Forrester. Mm-hmm. Was that a pretty fun role to get your teeth into rather than just little bits to actually have a full-time role?
Well, at first it wasn't very fun. There was a lot of people were upset that Trace was leaving, and Trace is amazing and so funny, and he's a genius, and those are big shoes to fill, so that was a bit of a struggle for
sure.
me. And I really reacted strongly to how strongly people reacted to me taking over sort of that role, that evil nemesis role. So that was
right.
hard for a while, and then after a while I kind of got my sea legs, and then I really embraced it. Then it was a lot of fun. I mean, you know, people should have such problems.
Sure, yeah, no kidding. I'm sorry you had such a kind of a rough start with that. I thought she was kind of fun.
Oh, glad to hear it.
Yes. But now, Cinematic Titanic.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk to you about, I was reading and saw on the Cinematic Titanic website, you do live shows. Does it kind of amaze you how many people, I mean, from what I've seen from the venues you do are not small venues, and you get some really good crowds.
Yeah, we've done... did the Dallas Film Festival, and I think that was about 300, and then we did the Los Angeles Film Festival, and that was 1,300.
Yeah, you can't balk at, yeah, those are good numbers.
yeah, we're having a ball.
How is that, any different? You guys get a chance to do a little bit more off the cuff with that?
Well, a little bit of both. It's very rehearsed, but then in the live version of it, we are discovering that people are laughing over a lot of jokes. And again, because we have a lot of background in stand-up comedy,
mm-hmm.
we're trained to hold for the laugh. So you're going to miss, there are a lot of jokes that aren't going to be said because of the laughter. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
And sometimes we will play off that, or we'll remark on another person's joke. I mean, we're loving doing the live show so much that it's hard not to be spontaneous and roll with audiences' reactions. And what we're finding is that sometimes we don't even need to say anything, and the audience will start laughing at something that may be on the screen. At the LA Film Festival, we did Doomsday Machine, and there were huge segments where, and believe me, we're grateful for this, where the laughter went on so long that you could just see the jokes ticking by. Oh, there's one we missed, there's one we missed. But we'd rather err on the side of letting people, you know, laugh at the movie.
Sure. Yeah, I guess I hadn't thought about that. Is you've all spent so much time behind the camera, or you know, on camera without the audience, and you've all come from an audience heavy background. That would be kind of a nice change of pace and a throwback to the earlier times of your careers.
It's a delight for us. We're loving it.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever find yourself like at the airport or something, you've been watching so many bad movies and coming up with silly things to say about them? Do you ever sit in yourself and watch the crowd and think, kind of riff the crowd?
I don't know that I do, but I love to people watch. And I don't know if I'm actually commenting, but I am observing and drinking it all in. I think, I dare say a good many of us sort of make up or conjecture stories about people we might see. I mean, I think we're all prone to making judgments or extrapolating on people we might see. So yeah, I love to people watch, and I definitely take it all in and make up stories and wonder where they're going and why.
Just off the top of your head anyway, do you have what you would consider a favorite bad movie?
You know what I saw recently, and I don't know. I mean, there are quite a few in my pantheon of favorite bad movies.
Mm-hmm.
But Zardoz is amazing. Like, I just was smiling wickedly through the whole thing. I was just like, you got to be kidding me. Have you seen it?
I'm trying to, I think it's one of those movies that I'm sure I've seen some or part of at some point.
Sean Connery in a song.
I've seen enough of it to know what's in store. Do you find it hard to go to, like, just go to the movies now and not sort of, you know, write lines in your head?
No, actually, it's kind of a welcome break. I think I've learned over the past 10 or 15 years which space I'm in. If I'm in the mocking, riffing space and the other space in a public auditorium with people. I'll do it at home with my husband. We mm-hmm. can definitely take off on something, but when we're at the movie theater, we generally don't. Although we did kind of get carried away with Into the Wild because we both hated it so much, and we were both looking at each other astonished, and we couldn't help but whisper catty things like, so he gets to, you're getting it, you know, so we got a little carried away with that one.
Yeah, I have to say, whether it was ever the goal of any of the projects you've written for and everything is, I think it makes you a little bit more of a critical movie watcher, because when you have someone that starts pointing out some of the gaffes and the mistakes that are made or the obvious plot holes, you start finding them by yourself in other movies, and it actually makes you a more critical viewer, which has been real interesting for me.
Right.
Well, I think that is it. I think I've taken up enough of your time. We've babbled a little.
Well, I so appreciate your calling.
Oh, I appreciate you taking the time. It's been a lot of fun.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and have a good night.
Thanks. You too. Take care.
Bye. That was Mary Jo Peel of Cinematic Titanic. If you'd like to riff this interview, join us on our forums at johnja.net.